this widow has lost hope. Hope that there would be a future for her and her son. This widow, in despair, is planning to go and get some sticks so she can light a fire, so she can cook what remains of the food that she has. And then to slowly die. A widow with no hope, who is then asked by a stranger to give her, to give him some food. Some food when she has none. And what little she has would be just a last morsel to eat for her and her son. Why? Why should she give to this man? But she does. Does she do it as the result of the promises that he has made? Has she, in his few words spoken to her, suddenly believed that if she does this, all will be well? Or is it just a moment of hope? She responds and she offers him a little cake. And the story says that the meal did not run out, nor the oil. That whatever had led her to offer a little of what she had, even when she had lost hope, somehow that offering of something small bore a result. Although this is nothing to do with today, it's interesting that a little bit later, her son dies. And again, this story moves into another frame. But here in this moment, what I just want to pick up on is that which is offered in hope. And that offering in hope can bring rewards or results, shall we say. We see it in a number of biblical stories, really, don't we? We see it in the little boy who offers some bread and some fishes to the disciples. And in that offering, however we might interpret that story, many are fed. 5,000 men and women and children too are fed. We see that in offering, something happens. And sometimes that which happens can be transformative, can change situations, can change lives. Today we remember those who've been involved in wars in many different roles over the years. Not many of them, I guess, would have gone thinking that they could change the world. They could change the outcome on their own. Unless, that is, you read Spike Milligan's My Part in Adolf Hitler's Downfall. They offered as part of an offering of whole groups of people, as part of a group, if you like, part of a world that were also willing to offer their services in whatever way they could. Some fighting, some medical, some factory workers, some land girls, some. Who just offer what they can do in the hope that something better will come. They offer what they can do in support of others and in a hope, a drive, that peace may come. It seems to me that the world that we live in today is a world where many people feel no hope, where people feel despair, living in poverty, touched by debt, lives pulled apart. People who live in fear that the world they knew is changing in such a way that they no longer feel safe or listened to or regarded. People who've come over the years, sometimes seeking asylum, sometimes coming as part of families, who feel a threat as they see St. George crosses painted on roundabouts or hung from lampposts. People who are asylum seekers who huddle up to each other inside hotels while hearing words of hate from outside. People who flee from their own places, their own homes, in the search for peace and safety, who finds so often that they're abused for their just desire to be safe and to know sanctuary. In this world, we are called to be Elijah. We are called to be people who offer hope. Through the words we speak, through the attitudes we show, through our ways of inclusion, our belief that love is for all, we are called to stand up, to do what we can each and every day in an attempt to build a better world. A better world not for us, but a better world for all. That is our calling. Our calling as followers of Jesus, the one who stood up. Who stood up for those who were abused, those stood up for those who were marginalized. He is the one for us to follow today, tomorrow, and every day. So may we listen. May we listen again to that call from God, to that call from the universe, that call from the cosmos, which is a call to love, a call to love all things and all people, that we might make a better world for them, for all. May we both be inspired to offer the little we can offer, but also to offer hope. For in our offering of the little we can, we are offering hope to each other and to the world. When you see someone just lifting someone off the floor, offering a word of welcome, of love, offering a hand of care. When you see strangers doing that to each other, then you see the world being transformed. We might not think we can change the whole world, but we have the power, each and every one of us, to change the world of the people around us. That's what Jesus did, and that's what Jesus calls us to do. May we do that both as individuals, but also as community. May we perform miracles in that way. Amen.